Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Translation 1. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure 2020, episode 32, Soaring Hope. And I realised when I was editing last week's episode that I didn't actually introduce my guests. We just assumed that everyone was here, which, to be fair, we were, so that worked out. So I of course have, as always, the lovely Quinn.
Hi.
And I also do have the equally lovely Evie, but she is currently got some stuff on this morning, so she will be actually joining us about 20 minutes into the podcast, which is actually a few minutes into it because we accidentally did a ramble at the start of the podcast, and by accidentally I mean it was all my fault. I just can't stop talking sometimes.
You really can't. So it's a problem.
It's a problem. Anyway, Evie will be joining us once she's ready and watched the episodes and has her thoughts. And so she'll be joining us at some point, I'm assuming sometimes during the synopsis. So first of all, this episode starts with Anime Lab having the correct subtitles this time, so we don't have size like 160 pixel font, we have normal size subtitles, so that was a great start of the episode, the fact that I could actually see what was going on without having giant words flying at me. That was good, appreciated that, thanks Anime Lab. And I checked the previous episode, and it looks like they did eventually fix the subtitle issue for episode 31. So, yay, double good. Yeah, it was really funny, though. Like, I saw on Twitter some people were not happy about it, but, like, I just found it hilarious. Like, it's just funny. Anyway, so the start of the episode has Patamon and Takeru just running through a field, and we find that they've got some danger closing in on them, and they're running away from Fangmon, which... Again, this is another Digimon that has been around for ages, but has not really appeared. No, it's been around since, 2002. It was in the D-Scanner toy, which is the Japanese detector, as a Digimon you can get from that. And the D-Scanner was pretty cool because you could scan the cards, from the card game, because they had a little barcode on the bottom. And that's how you actually got Digimon, was from, scanning those barcodes. In fact, a lot of Digimon... releases around that time had barcodes on them, even the WonderSwan cartridge for Battle Spirit 2, I think it was, and I think it might just be Battle Spirit 2, but no, it's a relevant ramble, so you'd have to scan things to get certain things. I got an Airdramon from the DVD of The Cat Returns or something, which was hilarious, because I needed one for jogressing reasons for my Pendulum Progress. Anyway, so yeah, Fangmon has been around since 2002, but hasn't actually shown up at all. And I think I've mentioned, maybe in a blog post, that he's got one of the most ridiculous designs. But props to this episode for making him look incredibly cool and incredibly threatening. I was surprised that they made him look decent, if that makes sense. He's kind of got one of those weird Digimon designs, which is kind of a little not cool. But this episode does him justice, which I was really... That was the first surprising thing. The fact that Fangmon... was in this episode and also looks cool, so that was great already. And then we get the episode title, which is Amakakeru Kibo, which is word for word what Pegasusmon says during his evolution. And it was just, and by the way, the Digimon that I was not mentioning that shows up in the Digivice toy is Pegasusmon, by the way.
Well, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, was not shocked that we went here. It was an easy place to go if you're already in the adventure universe. I'm hopeful that we'll do something neat. If we can get a Piomon armor evolution, that would just be so sick.
Oh yeah, if we get armor evolutions, but they're just...
Just the original adventure kids getting armor evolutions. Any kind of armor evolution.
I think some of them do. I think Gabumon has one. But it's into something that doesn't look like something that Gabumon would evolve into. It's
that's called just Kinkimon. How a lot of them are.
Yeah, but it's a robot. It's not even
wild.
Mildly I think it's called Kenkimon. I might have to check.
But yeah, I will be curious to see if the show decides to either use some existing or invent some new armor evolutions. And please, for the love of God, Digimon, let someone use an off crest, use someone else's, because they, I don't know, grow as a character.
Yeah, I mean, that has happened once, and it was in the CD drama, and still, very cool, considering all of the 02 Digimon have arm revolutions for each Digimental.
Yeah.
Although, so I just think that's cool.
I will say, they trolled the Takari shippers with the weird fish thing that you get from Potamon with Crest of Light.
Yeah, there's some very weird ones. There are some
decisions in there.
There are some incredibly cool ones, like Rinkmon with Friendship. Hawkmon with Friendship is Rinkmon, which is cool. I've put a picture of Kankimon in the Discord chat. Yeah, I'll also link Kankimon.
That's awesome.
It's Gabumon with the Digimental of Friendship, but also a Mardimon with the Digimental of Friendship, and also Gardromon with the Digimental of Friendship, and Solomon with or without the Digimental of Friendship. So, and Solomon is like the orange Huggeramon, so he's like the gear.
If they are going to do this, they will expand on some of these and just add some new ones, because you don't have to stick to the established canon 100% of the time.
Yeah, and I mean, judging by what's on the Digivice toy, I don't think there'll be any other armor evolutions, but also Millenniumon is the final boss in the Digivice toy, which makes me, and also...
Yeah, I'm really expecting another toy, because we're not going to get 30 more episodes without a pretty significant number of additional evolutions.
I would really like... I mean, I don't think they'll do this, but I kind of want them to if they just continue on... I know I've said this a billion times, but if they continue on with 02, I will be so on board if we just get some 02. Like, imagine if we had 02, but it's only, like, 30 episodes long and good. Like, I love 02.
I mean, I would be interested in that idea, but I definitely don't think that's why we're going with this.
Oh, no. I think Pegasus One showing up is just, like, a once-off, like, semi-nod. It's not a nod enough that TK doesn't get an upgraded Digivice.
Accepting that the Digimon rules are changing, because I think that, I mean, was that a dark evolution is a reasonable question to ask at this point. I think
there was almost a dark evolution.
The Mugendramon one, they even said in the original adventure, isn't wrong. That was just a really scary choice, but I could totally see alternate paths just being this gimmick and maybe throw out the need to have the armor evolutions, ideally.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Or just having branching paths. Yeah. Branching paths are great, and Digimon should always have branching paths because they're based on the virtual pets, which had branching paths, and it was only mentioned once. So, yeah, just great. Thumbs up. Yes. More branching paths. So, yep. So Pegasusmon is showing up in this episode, just judging by the fact it was in the Digivice toy, and a lot of people were unsure, including myself, were unsure if he was just like a cameo in the Digivice for no reason, or if it was connected to anything. Also, the way you unlock him is super kind of weird. Like, to unlock Patamon, you have to... Once you unlock Patamon, you go to area 7, and you fight the battles between round 2 and 5 with Patamon, and it triggers when you lose. Hmm. Like, if you lose any of those with Patamon, so that's really weird. But that's how you unlock him. I haven't unlocked him yet, because I wanted to unlock him on a video, and I didn't want to release that video until this episode had aired, because I didn't want it to be a spoiler. But yes, exists. That's great.
Cool.
So, anyway, so Taichi and Sora show up, and I believe somebody else has showed up too. It is Eevee!
A wild Eevee appeared!
The wild Eevee appeared, and I used a Master Ball because that's the only way I could ever catch Eevee.
I'm trying to do it the old-fashioned way, but we'll see. Anyway.
The old-fashioned way of... Or just in... What about in Pokemon Ranger, where you just use the stylus?
I mean, I was trying to make a joke, but anyway.
I was just thinking about Pokemon. I just really like Pokemon Ranger.
Fair. I've never tried any of those.
I just like using the stylus. Dungeon. Anyway, Eevee, we are surprisingly not that far into... Or maybe unsurprisingly not that far into synopsis.
Not that far.
I accidentally couldn't stop talking again. Anyway, we have Eevee showing up now. So, basically, the part of the episode we're up to is we discussed the title screen came up.
Is that how far you've got? That's it.
Yes.
Yep. Not for lack of trying, thank you.
Yep. But anyway, so Taichi and Sora has shown up, and they save Takeru from Fangmon. Sora sends Bergamon to fight Fangmon, and so does Taichi with Greymon. Taichi orders Greymon to aim at the feet, and Sora sort of nods at Bergemon, and Bergemon attacks the Fangmon while he's jumping to dodge Greymon's attacks.
We're getting tactics. Episode.
Yeah, I love it because it seems like it's one of those things we don't really get in Digimon, and this season has had more of it, but lately it feels like it's less tactics or just random, like the Mamimon one where they were just attacking them and for some reason they just were working like balloons. Like, it's tactics, but does it really make sense? No. So, yeah, we actually get valid tactics, and that's super cool. And then they go inside the Commandomon, who is still the best for existing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy with that.
I'm surprised they have insides.
Me too. I was not expecting them to be a mobile command center.
They have a window in their chest.
They do.
It's really weird.
That is the most Digimon thing. I'm sorry. Dragon made out of guns has lost. It is now the dog / ATV / personnel carrier. What?
It's an all-terrain Digimon. But I'm not actually that
surprised.
It's an all-terrain doggo. That is right. I'm not that surprised because we already had the Lokomon and the Trailmon.
It's true. It's just a really... I don't know. I would not have thought to make my mode of transport Digimon the doggo.
I love it.
But I'm hoping that we get a Trailmon at some point as a nod.
Yeah, me too, especially because I'm still on the... this is a direct sequel from Frontier, and this is what happens like 17 human years after...
Either
the events of Frontier.
I'm thinking either sequel or possibly prequel.
I want sequel because then we're going straight from...
I just don't know if that's, you know, we'll see.
Because if we do prequel, then it makes... Because this is in 2020, then we have to, like, slightly alter Frontier to not be in 2003.
I mean, I agree. I just don't know if that's what they're doing or not. Anyhow,
I like it because it gives them time to have the war. But yes, this episode. So, using Digimon as vehicles like seems to be just a theme in this series in particular. We have Bulbmon and we have Cannon Beamon, and I love it.
Weird choice that took me by surprise.
It was
mech Digimon than the big dog. Yeah.
He's actually a Metal Empire Digimon. He's showing up on the Pendulum Z. Yeah, he's showing up on the yeah. Also, Quinn.
Yeah.
Going back to what you just said about this being the wildest Digimon. Did you know that both Gundramon and Commodomon are both in the Pendulum Z Wave 2 Metal Empire, which is coming out in March?
No, I didn't know that because
they're both on there. So I'm sorry for being a nerd.
I am a nerd. I am not quite as specific a nerd as you.
We're talking about Digimon. I feel like it's a given.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We're not
so
V-pet
that's a...
nerds though.
Oh, I'm a V-pet nerd.
Yeah, only you.
I'm
anyhow.
Yeah, I'm the weird one with my trivia.
Slow episodes.
But so this episode. So it was weird to have an interior, but we do. We have a really nice interior, and I'm completely here for this. We have Takeru getting in contact with Yamato and tells him that something's wrong with Patamon. And Taichi wonders it's from the battle from with Dark Knightmon from like a lot of episodes ago now, which I really appreciate them referencing a previous episode. And
it
then
is interesting to have seen some actual maybe consequences from Dunked in Corruption. It is now no longer looking like always 100% positive. It is, however, looking like my theory that it causes mutations is maybe true.
Yeah, which is... it's one
so
of those
sick.
Things that, like, yeah, that's very sick. And it's one of those things that I think I often praised Atmon for, because whenever I had, like, a theory, that theory turned out to be correct, and it was always a theory that I thought was too good for Digimon, and then it happened.
I definitely thought that having Flying Hope be more than a title was better than Digimon was gonna do me, and I gotta give a little respect.
Yeah.
We like took a really weird detour 5 episodes for some reason.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe we're back on track. I feel like that's
back
the slogan of the season.
No, we don't have a Trailmon, so we're not on track, because I don't think Commodomon has tracks.
We are off-roading this bench,
we are off-roading the entire
season.
Yes, which is, it's on a good off-road now. I think they've switched it to four-wheel drive. Before, they were just they had it in neutral when they were doing off-roading, which is, they were having some problems. But anyway.
It's eight-wheel drive, because that's how many legs the Mondomon has.
Kenny Tap Dance, though, which was the best. Digimon
oh my
Cyclopedia
God.
Continues.
Anyhow.
Anyway, we're just gushing so about random parts now.
We're still in like the first couple of minutes, yeah.
Yeah, we really are. So Yamato says that Patamon will get better, but Takeru is needed to be by his side. And then he tells Taichi to take care of Takeru, which I'm liking this Yamato. Like, he's not weirdly awful like he was. Like, original Yamato was always jealous of Taichi and Takeru having a relationship, which I guess it added a character to him. But I much rather prefer Yamato being just kind of a little bit shy and really caring about his brother above everything else. Because he cares about his brother above everything else, he doesn't mind him being taken care of by other people, which I guess makes more sense than him just saying, no, only I may protect. Takeru must be in danger unless I'm there and I must protect. It just always was kind of a bit, look, if you're not there, some... Yeah, it was way too much. Like, yeah, I get you care for your brother, but if you're not there.
Down a little bit?
Yeah. But, and I love that kind of moment. And then we get some updates of what the other characters are doing, and they're not super long, but they're definitely some more highlights of this episode. Mm. And it's Mimi has formed a fight club, basically, with Togemon and the Golemon and some Gotsumon. So I'm kind of...
It's going to be real tough for me not to pick her for best character.
Oh, I had to struggle not to. I didn't pick her as my favorite character this episode because I felt like...
I found a better option, but we'll get there.
yeah, I found a better option, but it was just so cool.
She must have set up a gambling ring to get more gemstones or something.
Yeah, she totally did. That's going to be exactly what it is.
I didn't even think about that, but that is incredible.
Oh
that,
my god, Mimi has become the Yakuza.
Oh, that is so good. But she's so hyped for battling, and I'm just really happy that the Golemon wasn't just like a Digimon that was just there to be a threat. And we're not just going to have her fighting the Golemon and struggling against the Golemon despite having Lilymon available. But no, they're just fighting. And there's just a bunch of Gotsumon, like a huge horde of Gotsumon watching. And this is so good. I'm just so happy for her. And it's just such a great moment. And she's just so hype. And I love this version of Mimi. It makes me happy. On the other side, I don't know what Joe's doing.
He's having a weird up and down time.
Yeah, he's being hung upside down by Blossomon. And then Beomon's like, look, we should just trust Gomamon that Gomamon's going to rescue him. And I'm just like, okay, that's putting a lot of faith into Gomamon, but I guess that makes sense.
Has the number of Nanimon been steadily increasing between episodes? Because there's so many now.
Yeah, I think, it started with one, and then it was, like, a few, and now it's, like, a whole bunch, because I guess they're just old men in the onsen, and I don't know why Blossomon's there, but I'm kind of a little bit disturbed. Like, does Joe need me to call someone for him? Like, it seems... I'm very concerned.
Yeah, Joe is having an up and down. We're just doing a lot of different onsen jokes, which is great, but it's a weird time.
Yeah. It's weird, but it's nice to see we've got Mimi having the time of her life and Joe just, again, not having a good time.
And I love that the only reaction to Joe is, I guess we're going to let Gomamon handle it. Because I'm not much of a hurry to go help him, frankly.
Don't know what Mimi's doing, but Gomamon will help
Joe.
She's
living her best life is what she's doing.
Pretty much.
I love this, like, charismatic Mimi that we have. Like, first of all, she's a queen.
Oh, and now she's like just such a leader, and I love her.
Yeah, like, she's... What if Vince McMahon was good?
Oh, my God.
She's just, like, starting her own wrestling, like, promotion of just...
No, she's what if Elon Musk wasn't a terrible human being.
Oh, that's so good.
Just weirdly inventive, does weird anime shit just because, but not horrible.
Look, I'm really hoping that Mimi, like, now that Evie said it, I am 100% like, yep, Mimi has started up a gambling using the stones as currency.
That's so gonna be it. That is my prediction.
Yeah,
now.
I just thought she was doing it for fun, but that is so much, like, better than anything else.
No, she's doing a capitalism. Like, we...
Yeah, I'm just like, good on her.
Yeah, Mimi just introduced the concept of ownership to Digimon.
Oh no. But anyway, I kind of would love a filler episode that's just her doing that, but
oh my God.
I don't expect it. Like, I'm fine with it being this little
You know,
a couple of minutes clip.
I don't know. We did 10 episodes where it felt like they thought they were doing plot, but it really didn't feel like it. And please, can I please have some filler about the characters that the writers care about, but clearly are not allowed to spend any time on?
I don't know. I mean,
Mimi being central to the ending theme is like, yeah, but she's barely in this show.
Yeah. I mean, I know I said it in the Discord server earlier, or yesterday rather, but I still can't believe we did all that stuff about the chicken avocado burger and we never actually got her to do it while she was in the human world.
And I hope that we do. But it feels like it's been a long time. We're in like thank you, Yamine territory.
Yeah. I mean, unless that because she was waiting for Palmon, which is a valid excuse. But like, I feel like it would have been nice to just have an episode of them being in the human world. And I know I said that last week as well, but that would have been nice.
Yeah. Or just a one-off quip about I'm sorry we couldn't go get that before we came back or whatever.
Yeah. Just like something. Give us something because I know Evie didn't like that episode. But it was probably the most amount of character we've had for that chunk of episodes. Like, from that was, like, the last chunk of character development, even though it was just about a burger.
It's one of the most personal things. Like, that and in this episode that we're allegedly still talking about, my brother's always encouraging me. Like, hey, that's the most, like, brotherly love we've seen in 30 episodes.
Yeah, considering we've got two people who are the elder brothers, and Taichi's basically just said his sister's name, and that's about the relationship they have. Taichi has just run out of
any degree of caring for his sister. Like, yes, okay, we get it. I'm happy that you are smart enough to recognize that she's plot important. But you really aren't in much of a hurry to get back to her.
Considering the first episode was him just, you know,
jumping
over to Turnstile. Yeah. Anyway, back to this. Yamete! Back to this episode. So we also see what Koshiro is doing. He's flying over a battlefield with a lot of machine Digimon. However, he's doing a Koshiro and is not paying attention as he's focused on the evil lightning and the ISS trouble in the human world. But we don't really learn anything new. It's still like, yep, the ISS is still in trouble. There's still some danger there. So it's not really... It's been the same for a few episodes now of things that Koshiro is saying. I don't think we've had any new information. Koshiro will handle it. Like, Goemon will handle Joe, and Koshiro will handle, you know, the fate of the human world. Whatevs. That's just how it be. So meanwhile, we have Patamon getting visited by Lopmon in his dream, and he gets called the Holy Digimon. Lopmon pats him on the head. It's adorable. And Lopmon mentions how a lot of Patamon's powers and memories have been lost, but they should unite their hearts and unlock a new path. And then we see some silhouettes of Slash Angemon, Regulmon, Valdemon, Cherubimon, and an Angel Digimon that I'm not really sure of. He has a Keyblade. Looks kind of cool. And that's pretty cool. And then Lopmon, who, by the way, is telepathically telling him all this, which I think is
I didn't a think Lopmon cool was going to keep being, you know, plot important when you didn't join the group. But no, apparently we can just Last Jedi this.
Yeah, well, she's rescuing the Woodmon, so she's got like stuff to do. But I just love how we're not forgetting that she exists this episode. She's still there, which I was 100% expecting them to just never have. Like, they might mention Lopmon, but we'll never have her on screen ever again. But no, I was proven wrong. So well done, Digimon. Anyway, Lopmon tells Patamon to become the Light of Hope, and then Patamon wakes up, and then we have a shot of outside the cabin, and Patamon is flapping his wings, I guess trying to fly, and Takeru is watching him, and Patamon's feeling sad about how he can't protect everyone. And then Takeru asks Patamon if he can swim, which I thought was a random question, but then Takeru actually continues on with that, which was very surprising. I thought that he'd already used up his word allocation for the episode, but apparently he has not. So Takeru asks Patamon if he can swim, and then he continues on, which is, again, surprising, to say that he couldn't swim before, and he was really scared, and he had a weak body. But then his brother said that he'll be able to swim soon, and how Yamato was always by his side until he could swim. And then Takeru says that he will be by Patamon's side. And I'm just like, is this a character? Are we getting, like, actual character moments in this show for Takeru, who previously, like, we had like one of our worstly rated episodes was just him saying Oni-chan the whole episode, and that was the whole thing.
Yeah, that is the most sibling bonding we've seen in this entire show with two sets of siblings. It's so wild. Yeah. There are no parents it's who care about anything.
No, never. What's a parent's?
What is
a parent's? Not. Yeah, as I say every episode almost, Tai Chi's mother is still living as a single person without children.
Has no idea that anyone's even gone yet, I think. And it's been a couple of days.
Yep.
She's like...
Yep, it's fine.
I have these weird extra rooms in my house. Wonder what that's about.
I have a lot of space here. I'm going to start decorating with beef jerky shakes. I don't know. Dub reference. I still love the dub.
I love the dub.
I know this. It's so like, yes, it's cringy. Yes, it's got a lot of dated humor. Yes, it's very like 90s English dub for kids. Well, early 2000s rather, but that's because it is. So just let me have my dumb dub. I appreciate it. Anyway, so suddenly there are two Fangmon that are chasing after the group, and Biomon just wonders if they'll be eaten because everyone realizes it's been a hot minute since anyone has mentioned Vore. And thanks, Biomon, which I do appreciate the reference that, like, yes, Digimon will not only kill them, but will also eat them. Like, it makes them seem more dangerous, even though killing is also bad, but it just makes them seem more like animals. So I appreciate that we're just a reminder. These are animals. Agumon evolves to Greymon in one of those really cool real-time flashes, which, again, I appreciate. I don't like when we get the full long animation. If they're a quick real-time flash, it makes it seem that it's actually happening, like, in real-time. I like that. And then a strange cloud shows up, and it's Cerberumon, who is the boss of the Fangmon. And then the Fangmon and Cerberumon attack the group, and Commandomon, they're riding. Biomon evolves into Bergemon because Greymon is struggling, and I was about to complain that why don't we just evolve to perfect, because we know that Cerberumon is a perfect level Digimon, but then Greymon evolves to Metal Greymon and Bergemon evolves to Garurumon, so I'm just like, okay, that's fine, no more complaints, that's fine. I can understand that War Greymon is a special one, so they don't want to jump to that, but this is now fine. No, I almost had a complaint, but then I didn't. Because the show did a thing, which is basically how I would summarize this whole episode. It's just like, I was about to complain, but then the show fixed it, so I didn't complain. Anyway, so they're struggling against the Cerberumon, because despite them both being perfects, he's a very strong one, which is fine. He has three heads better than two, whatever, it's fine. Then Garurumon and Metal Greymon are then surrounded by a huge horde of Fangmon, and Tai Chi is giving orders to the Commandomon. I don't know why he has to do it from the top of his head, but go off, I guess.
He gets a better view of all the explosions.
Yeah, which is... Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, I guess he would need a viewpoint, which, okay. I was about to have a complaint, but then Evie stopped me from having a complaint, so no complaints. Yeah, that's fine. I now understand why he's on the top of the Commodamon. It is fine. So then Sora tells Takeru to head inside because it's dangerous, but Sora is hit by an attack because we don't have plot armor this episode, and then... I was about to have a complaint that it's always Sora who seems to not have plot armor, but then Tai Chi is knocked off.
That's true. Tai Chi did finally lose his plot armor for like a moment. Takeru borrowed it.
Yeah, which is just like, well, technically Takeru's plot armor was just Sora, because Takeru would have been hit, but Sora was instead.
Well, I just meant the end of the episode is just everyone's plot armor is that Takeru exists.
Yeah, which I guess it's hope. So I'm fine, because it's almost like it's hope or whatever. He's hoping that they won't get hit. Like, magic.
We know
I don't
now,
know.
Without a doubt, that Kingdom Hearts is hope.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yes. I will play those games one day. But I do get that reference. So we have Takeru looking... Yeah. Takeru looks determined, and Patamon remembers what Lotmon said, and then what Takeru said earlier. And Patamon then, and this is... pretty cool, we're referencing being soaked in miasma, which we have previously said, they're not going to address the fact that the egg was in the miasma. We're not going to address that. No, the show addresses it. Patamon remembers being in the darkness and straight up says that he almost became like something dark. And we get a shot of like I can't remember if it's Dark Seraphimon.
I think it is just called like Dark Shadow Seraphimon.
I think it is just Dark. Yeah, it might be
Shadow Seraphimon.
Oh, no, I think it's in the dub Shadow Seraphimon, but I think it might be called Fall Down Mode, like the same as Lucy. But
if it wasn't before, it could be Fall Down Mode now.
The wiki says it's just Black Seraphimon.
Okay, well.
But the dub is Seraphimon, like Shadow Seraphimon, which is a cool name.
Yeah, Shadow Seraphimon is cool. Because he showed up in Frontier. But yeah, anyway, Seraphimon looks evil. And like his wings start changing. And he basically just becomes this evil thing. And it's so cool that we reference that something evil was happening. And I love that. And then Patamon says that he's everyone's hope. And like that the meeting TK basically stopped him from becoming this Shadow Seraphimon. Which is just like thumbs up to like the show for remembering that there was some miasma going on, and I appreciate it. And then Patamon says he's everyone's hope, and two Fangmon jump on board, and Takeru looks like he's going to say Yamete, but doesn't.
No.
Like, he's got, like, the arms out, and like, oh, he's just gonna say it again. It's like, say the thing! Yamete.
Do the right.
It's just, but he doesn't. He just stands there, and like, his body says stop.
Yeah, but no, they managed. And they managed to show not tell for a moment,
which like, well done, show for showing something. And then Patamon says that he'll protect everyone, even if he's not Angemon. And from here, even though I was already sure that we were going to get Pegasusmon because he was on the Digivice toy and the episode title, I was like, okay, he could just like glow like he's glowed before and have like a little bit of an attack buff. But no, he just evolves to Pegasusmon, and he evolves. He doesn't armor evolve. He just evolves.
I think
so
we're throwing
not
out the idea of Digimentals, which is good. We also threw out crests, which is also very good.
Well, the crests are still there.
Yeah, but we didn't have to go
the
get
symbol,
them, which was really
yeah,
nice.
Which is great.
We also haven't specifically named them or done anything to do with giving them up.
Koshiro has had his name.
Personality traits,
but it's only been named because it's been written on his tablet. It just said, I forgot what the wording was. It wasn't emblem. It was like,
yeah, I remember like what you're talking about.
The rune of wisdom or yeah, something. But it was written in English. But anyway, but that's like, yeah, the only thing. And I'm fine with them not having things to collect. I'm fine with Digimentals not existing. Like, the Digimon exist, but not the Digimentals. And also the fact that we have the path being Pegasusmon makes me think that Black Maeldramon might be Tailmon, because that could, like, we already know that Maeldramon is just Miracles with Tailmon, so kind of. I mean, I still think it's going to be Skull Knightmon, but I feel like Maeldramon would be pretty cool, and neither are impossible at this point because I suddenly have hope.
It turns out your partner Digimon was my horse this whole time.
Yeah, it wasn't the me, the bad guy. It was the horse, the horsey. It's all possible now, which is pretty cool. So, of course, we have a moment that'll make Eevee happy. We get Be the Winners.
Yay.
Did that make you happy, Eevee?
Yeah.
So we like this episode. I'm
Be
pretty sure was written as like
this is what every episode could be.
Yeah.
It had action.
Yeah,
it had plot. It had characters not be just engulfed in flames or drown and then be fine.
Like, this episode was almost like, what if the writers were just listening to Eevee's thoughts? Because we get Be the Winners.
A little bit.
We get Patamon. We get cute moments of Patamon. Patamon makes a lot of adorable faces. This was just
written
for Eevee.
Oh my god, Patamon trying to fly.
Oh, that was so... Everything about Patamon was adorable. The little look of determination. It's just... precious.
Eevee, you are named for the right Digimon. How did that just work out?
I don't know. You just gotta believe.
It just did. You got a cute name. What the heck?
You gotta be the winners.
You be the winners.
You are the winners.
It's all
but,
about
yeah. So
just hope, and then it will work.
It was about hope, except
Zeta
that.
None
of us had any hope, but this episode gave us
a little
bit more hope.
The hope finally showed up.
Yeah. And then, so we have the fight. Pegasusmon destroys two Fangmon, Garudamon and Metal Greymon finish off the rest of the Fangmon, and then join Pegasusmon in fighting Cerberumon. And then, this is almost a complaint. So Pegasusmon uses an attack called Rodeo Gallop, where he spins in a wheel shape. Takeru's still riding him?
Who will?
I don't understand. What? How is he, like, not at least very nauseous, if not dead, spinning around like that?
You're
like,
not wrong.
Is that how the scale of health issues goes? Like, very nauseous, dead?
Yeah, yes. You know.
As somebody with bad motion sickness, sometimes just, like, death would be preferable. Like, but it's, yeah, as I said, it's almost a complaint because it's not the worst thing we've seen. We have it, like...
I want to complain about this frame, though.
Oh, yes? Go off, I guess? Oh, yes. It's okay. None of them have connected bones at all, especially not Patamon, but Sora also has a broken neck. TK's arms
look broken, but only because they're also so thin.
But also, TK's head should not be supported by the rest of his body. But also, I'm not sure what pose Patamon's doing, but I'm pretty sure his back leg is probably broken.
It's pretty off model in every way.
If that's the only complaint that we have, it's just the animation.
I saw that and I burst out laughing because it's not just an animation error, it's just someone didn't really try on the keyframe.
It's okay, it's fine, but it's still fine. I'm not sure what TK's head's doing. It's not.
Do your power stances not look like that?
My power stance is more like Fangmon's, which is just like, yeah, my legs are connected to my body. I don't know how, but they are. Anyway, I'll link that in the linked up so everyone can have a haughty chuckle along with us. But that's basically, like, I guess the only somewhat complaint. Also, we have faces for all the characters, and there's like this one frame where TK does not have a face. He's far enough away where you can sort of just say, why bother drawing a face? But it's also just so funny because, like, Pegasusmon looks so detailed, and then we have TK on top without a face, and I'm just like, same.
Yep, one of these was changed later.
Yeah, but it's fine. I don't mind it.
Also,
and then
unrelated, but I came across this screenshot I took earlier today from I started Atmon again, and I just really love the line.
Oh, you're really protagonist-y.
Protagonist-y. Thank you.
That is... I haven't watched, like, the Crunchyroll subs yet, but I was doing the fan subs as it was released, because obviously the
these
official
are a little better,
sub,
but in, like, some ways they still come off very fan-subby.
Yeah, the official subs sometimes are more fan-subby than the actual ones, but that's because they use, they're not using as literal translations, they usually have some sort of
They're trying to localize, and it often comes off, how do you do, fellow kids?
Like, I was watching Claymore, and, like, they keep on saying, I'm going to have your head, but they're actually saying, I'm going to cut off your neck. It, like, and I'm just like, knowing Japanese and looking at the subtitles, sometimes, like, hey, that's not what that says.
Yep.
At all. And, but then when you're watching, like, some anime that's got fan subs, or just, like, older subtitles, and they just use complete literal translations. Yeah, we should. But we're almost at the end, so they destroy the evil Digimon, and Takeru looks pleased, and Pegasusmon reverts to Patamon, and the episode finishes off with this really nice pencil-coloured sketch.
Oh, and it's just so good.
We've had a few episodes that finish off like this, and we've had them even in the original adventure, and I love when episodes finish off like this. It is beautiful.
There's a really amazing moment in Cardcaptor Sakura that turns into, like, an oil painting at the end, and it was my background for a couple of years.
Yeah. I think the one where in original adventure when they've just decided to split up for like the 17th time, but it's in the Dark Masters arc, and all of a sudden the art style changes. I think that was also my wallpaper for a long time because it's just really pretty. So, great ending shot. And then in the encyclopedia, we get introduced to Commandomon, and Koshiro says that he has 8 legs, and says it would be cool if they could tap dance, and somebody should give them lessons. And
what an amazing
and that's just
whoever
another highlight.
Whoever wrote that, you know, I love the nonsense.
Needs an award. And next time, we're going to be introduced to Pegasusmon.
Yay!
Alright, so now that we're done with the synopsis, let's move on to the discussion of the episode. We'll start with our highlights as always. I'm pretty sure we've mentioned a lot of highlights, but what were your main highlights in particular that wasn't just obviously the tap dancing Commodamon mentioned in the encyclopedia, which is...
It had a plot.
Definitely just, yeah. Also, Mimi is another highlight.
Mimi! It's so much better now that we have the absolutely canon Fight Club.
Yeah. And also, if they never mention it again, that means that they're not disproving
exactly.
That. So
I think we are going to come back to that. I'm assuming we will get around to everyone kind of having an episode about them. I really liked that everyone participated again. In the fight. It didn't feel like anybody was left out this time.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, and again, Garurumon looked really strong. Metal Greymon looked strong, but at the same time, nobody looked weak in this battle. Yeah. Everyone looked like they were as strong as they could. Sometimes in evolution episodes, the Digimon that's not the focus...
we solved the problem without War Greymon.
Yeah, which is, again, I feel like they are definitely doing a... Well, Lotmon basically said it, but War Greymon is, like, a special one that is not something you just jump to.
It's a burst
evolution. And you can't hold it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't hold it for a long time. Metal Greymon you can hold and then potentially evolve back to Greymon pretty easily without, like, making yourself too exhausted. Hmm. But... Yeah, so anyway, I'm fine with that. I'm really glad that War Greymon didn't show up again, because War Greymon could have definitely handled this fight by himself and made everyone else look weak, and then also taken the spotlight off Pegasusmon, but because that didn't happen, Pegasusmon had a spotlight, and without making any other character look like they're suddenly very weak, but also Pegasusmon didn't look too overpowered. Pegasusmon obviously could only hold up against...
strong for effectively an adult, but that's fine. I actually kind of like that if we're going to make the Angemon line pretty OP, that we're just going to... If only one character is going to have an alternate, I'm glad it was this one.
Mm.
Because that's so much better than just, you know, only doing Angemon three times in the entire show or whatever.
And Doctor Who just gets to stand there sometimes.
Yeah.
Give it a lick. It tastes just like raisins by a stroke of a mane, and it turns into a plane, and it turns back.
With that said, I will be very surprised if A, Maeldramon is not just Tailmon at this point, to move into predictions for a minute. Because obviously we have alternate evolutions, and that's a real easy 2 and 2, and it makes sense why Hikari left now.
Well, on the Digivice, there are no more armor, like...
I mean, no, but again, we're halfway through the show, and we're out. Yeah. Something's gonna happen. My hope is that what we're doing is abandoning the previous gimmicks, and just lots of alternate stuff will be available, Jogresses and things.
I hope so. Mm. I think that's why, another reason why we were so disappointed after we got the Metal Greymon Ultras mode.
Yeah, and I wanted other people to get Sagittarius to participate.
Mode. Yeah, the fact that we didn't get those upgrades felt kind of annoying.
If we're getting instead of an armor evolution for those two is the upgrades, then I guess that's fine, but I definitely want... God, I need Mimi to have something special and unique for once ever, please.
I still want Jogresses, like, to happen for the other children.
Oh, same.
But I mention that every episode. Something I can say is that the Digivice didn't have Ultras mode or Sagittarius mode. So that's something that was in the show that did not appear in the Digivice.
That's fair.
But there are other things that haven't appeared in the show yet, but I'm not going to say. Because that's fair. Spoilers.
Let's see.
And I'm also not sure if they're even going to be in the show.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
But yeah, so there are a lot of...
I would love it if we did Jogress, but we didn't have one specific Jogress partner.
Yeah, like you could mix and match them.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
And also that would allow for...
It would allow them to sell so many toys.
Yeah, they could sell so many toys. But also, it would be so nice to see character interactions besides just the ones you expect. Like, Tai Chi and Yamato, they're going to interact, but I'd like to see...
I would love to see a Takeru and Yamato Jogress.
Oh, yeah,
those are two characters who have not interacted, at all. Everything will be okay is the most interaction we've had besides Yamete.
Or, what about, Sora and Takeru could be an easy one? Because, they have interacted, but they're more like it's some groundwork. Or what about Koshiro and Joe? That feels like an easy one, think they've ever...
Especially really interacted. Koshiro has such a crush on him the few times that they interact. It's adorable. It's
I want focus on more friendships, vibes,
please.
But also very happy that we got interactions, sort of interactions between Takeru and Yamato, and it was nice to know that they're that Takeru couldn't was scared about swimming, but then Yamato helped him.
It's
and
human.
Was by his side. Yeah, and that's just wow, that's some character moment, and that's my main highlight is we actually got Takeru. And another thing I want to say is that I really think that the evolutions aren't so much like kid driven. It's more like partner driven. Like the partners have like their own attributes of that crest. Like we have Greymon has courage, and now we have Patamon having hope. So it's not necessarily the...
It looks like it maybe goes both ways this time, which is...
Yeah, I think it goes both ways.
The most new thing we've seen in the show, if we're being real.
Yeah. And it's also... It doesn't just go both ways. It's not just, like, the partner feels it and the Digimon feels it. I think it's also the whole group. Like, Yamato's friendship with the whole group.
Well...
And we've had a focus on that.
And if I'm being out there, and if they were actually going to do the thing that would make the most sense... It to me at this point, if you were gonna break some of the old rules down, is you go with, well, yeah, each of those Digimon, you know, their natural evolution path was, you know, Greymon to Metal Greymon, because that's Agumon's personality, but then they can be influenced by the kid, and maybe, you know, maybe if I don't know, Taichi has a lot of hope, we'll get a different. That would be super cool. I don't think it'll happen, yeah, like... but it would be dope.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways that this that they can take those sort of those traits, especially because they've not really named them or addressed them.
Yeah, they're not canonized like at all.
And also, I feel like this episode is the right amount of referencing the old stuff without making it the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we have Soaring Hope being the title, but Pegasusmon doesn't actually say Soaring Hope in his evolution in this season. He just evolves.
You'd have to know that was a thing to have it be a reference, yeah. You know? It's a totally reasonable...
like an egg.
Yeah, it was just
No, there wasn't was a Digimental, which was a really good improvement, I think, because we just don't need a MacGuffin search.
Yeah. Yeah, the only egg was the Easter egg and the title being Soaring Hope.
Yep.
Which is just like... that is... how every episode of this show should have been
Let me give applause where it's due. They didn't technically spoil the evolution in the next time on, and that's any actually of amazing. The images,
they actually like teased Angemon because they used screenshots from the flashback.
Yeah,
so they
did.
Actually teased Angemon. So it was
and
just
that's
like
such a good
a
decision.
Lot of people thought, which is really great. Like Pegasusmon, unless. You know, you know that Pegasusmon's catchphrase is Soaring Hope, then you're not going to really say, like, jump to, oh, Pegasusmon is going to happen. And even then, like, you're not going to expect it to happen. So it's a good amount of references for the old fans.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
also
it
something
hit a really
that
nice,
is new.
But,
it's a nice balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, yeah, I liked this episode. I basically all my highlights have already been said throughout the main synopsis, but yeah, the main one being that the characters felt like characters and not just like.
It feels like I'm watching Digimon characters. Again for the first time in a while.
Yeah, since like I'd say like episode 14, basically this feels like we're back. We're watching Digimon. The whole like chunk in between were just like
honestly
random filler bits.
I won't, I mean, with the way anime production works, I won't be that shocked if we just got out of the worst of the COVID stuff.
Mm.
Because, gosh, I mean, I made that joke about paying by the word for dialogue, but, like, I honestly think they could not afford to have all the characters talk every episode and had to just kind of work with it.
Well, we still have Koshiro Zoom calling into the rest of the group.
We do. I just mean that, like, there was a while there where we had to get characters... out because we couldn't get everybody like into a studio to record every episode, or we couldn't have villains who talk because that takes more people. So like I get that if that's
I'm
what
sure
happened. I wish that were communicated
dub,
better. Yeah, the dub would
the
be
dub,
great.
I hope I think it'll abuse the fact that a lot of the characters don't have moving mouths. Like Skull Knightmon doesn't really have a moving mouth, so I just want him to be like,
I mean, heck,
silence,
yeah,
you insolent fool.
That.
Like, I want him to be one of those camp, like, 90s villains.
Oh,
just,
I'm Skull
like,
Greymon now.
Yeah, like, it's just, yeah, more of that, please, dub. There's just so many ways that the dub can take this and improve on it. Which is, I guess, what you should do if you have a dub. You should improve on, oh, there's not enough dialogue here. Let's put in dialogue. Because, sometimes silence is golden, but, like, sometimes you got to put in something. It'd be nice. Like, the prequel movie did it, and it was hilarious. Like, The drivers of the truck did not talk in the original. They did in the dub, and it was hilarious. Because one of them was sleeping, and it was the one that was driving. It was the best. Anyway, any other, like, major highlights of this episode?
I don't know if you noticed, but Patamon's in this.
Patamon good.
Patamon good. Patamon very good. And also Takaru good, which
surprised
me. Takaru
surprisingly good.
I was hopeful for this episode, but the episode definitely pun not. Every time I've said hope, it's been pun not intended. But I'm just, I was like, it exceeded my hopes and expectations for this episode. I did not expect to have Takaru having a character. I thought it would be a cool action fight, and it was. But it just sort of took everything I expected and just brought it up. And now my hope for having the Dark Knightmon being Tailmon or Maeldramon being Tailmon or something doesn't seem as outlandish as before, because they have done something that's good. And also, I don't think I've mentioned this as a huge highlight as much as I should, because it's a huge thing, but Shadow Seraphimon were actually referencing the fact he did actually get a little bit of darkness. Like, he almost became Shadow Seraphimon, but Takeru pulled him out of the miasma.
Well, I think we were talking about before he even died the first time, he almost... because he was in chains as Angemon for an indeterminate amount of time.
Yeah, but something happened. Like,
yeah, we also then mentioned the egg getting dunked, which is also really good. And maybe we're actually going to have the miasma matter. I would be super down
for
that.
And I was surprised. I did not expect that. And I would not even... It wouldn't even be a low light if they didn't mention it. It would just be...
No.
I didn't expect them to mention it. I was surprised they did. I was surprised that they did a lot of stuff in this episode. And also, we're definitely referencing split paths, because not only do we have Pegasusmon, we also have Shadow Seraphimon. So lots of split paths.
Can I throw out a prediction?
Okay.
In some manner, the miasma is mutation, effectively. We're doing a lot of, you know, evolution as a thing that actually matters imagery this season. And so I like the idea that maybe the miasma is more or less carcinogenic. It can cause a lot of mutations, it can cause an evolution, but it can also destroy your mind if you don't do things the slow and efficient way.
It's toxic waste in comic books.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's literally powered by fake news, words that we said out loud today.
Thanks, Koshiro.
Yep. He said in English, fake news. And I was like, oh, wow, that's a word that entered our vocabulary. Yeah. So I don't know. I think we are maybe actually doing a slow build. And I think we have some plot ideas that I have to think COVID is involved with some of the worst of these episodes. And I guess I'm not that familiar with the anime industry, but this feels like a reasonable amount of lag time in between. I don't know. Anyway, this was a good episode. I'm glad it was a highlight that it was good.
Yeah, basically me too. Do we have any other highlights, or can we move on to attempting to find some lowlights?
I have a few lowlights.
I have some highlights still.
Okay, go for it.
Continue.
I was really glad to see the kids, like, involved in combat beyond just being, like, the batteries.
Oh, yeah.
Like, calling out things for Commander Mon. I keep forgetting his name. Things like
Doggo.
That.
Dog Train.
Yeah. Doing things like calling out to dodge left and right, or like trying to get Takaru into shelter or whatever. Just
the actual
being more
tactics.
Involved rather than just, like, being sat on the back and just letting a Digimon take over. It's good.
And also, the fact he actually, like, Taichi actually fell from the Digimon, like, well done. Well done for happening. Mm.
I thought he was going to lose his Digivice, because it fell off of him.
That would have been better,
he was
going to
lose his life.
Well, we knew that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, what if he comes back next episode and he's like, wait, where's my Digivice?
God, I left it 5 miles back.
Yeah.
Come on, Oman. You turn that up.
Because I feel like we're just going to have to find it, and I don't want to. I don't want them to have to find things.
I don't. Okay, I think they've committed to not doing any search quests.
Oh yeah, if we just ignore Taichi and just say,
Taichi just has to go search the desert and feel foolish for not keeping better track of his stuff.
Yeah, like, you've had your screen time, Taichi. You just go, find your Digivice, and we'll pick you up later. After we've all
had
some
screen time.
Yeah, try
not to get bored. Yeah. Any other highlights?
Be the winners.
Be the winners, yep.
Just always.
Always. Be the winners is the winners.
It really is.
Yeah,
really
no, is, yeah. Be the Winners is really solid.
Motion passed, Be the Winners, solid. Lowlights time?
Sure, if you have some.
I have, like, one, and okay, one thing is the Takeru, like, riding and not having any reaction to the fact he was just spun in a huge, like, very quick circle without passing out or being unwell or something.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. He did, like, 5 Gs. It just happens.
Yeah, like, that just happens in Digimon, so that's not too much of a low light. It's just something. The other low light is, again, it's not even a real low light, is I think this is as good as this series is going to get. Like, I can't see it surpassing this episode, because
I want it to get better from here.
I
think we're just particularly impressed because we've not had anything this good. Like,
yeah. I'm trying to think about it objectively, and it is a solid episode of Digimon, I would say, for any series.
Yeah, but I'm so, like, my expectations, even though this episode kind of raised them a little bit, I can't imagine any episode. Yeah, my heart's been broken before, and not just by this season, but, like, a lot of Digimon has, like, you know, really good episodes, and then the rest of it is just, like, okay. Like, I don't think we'll get better episodes than this. Which is, I guess, not, it's a low light for the show, not for the episode, but also you kind of want shows to do better than this. You want every episode to be this good or better. I just have low expectations.
Like, I'm going to give this episode a pretty high rating on the basis that I unambiguously think it might be the best episode that we've seen so far. But I am grading that on a curve. That is not to say that it's anything like the best episode of television or even of Digimon that I've ever seen. Oh, no. Considering I started watching Atmon again today, it's not even the best episode I've seen today.
No, like, and Atmon is definitely my favorite season of Digimon. Mm-hmm. Like, it goes like Atmon and then, depending on the mood, Savers or Tamers. Because I think Savers needs
Savers is a little underappreciated, but I don't know. I fell off once Masaru became a cop.
Yeah, well,
I do understand that they stopped being cops eventually. I just didn't want to watch digital cops. But anyway, have to get to work in like 40 minutes, so we should wrap up.
Yes. So what are actual lowlights? Because those were the only two things that could pass as lowlights for me.
The animation is still very shaky. It's a lot better. Absolutely. And I love the pencil sketch, but the animation is not amazing.
The budget was the pencil sketch.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, I will laugh at animation, and I will laugh at, like, things not looking right, but, like, I will never, like, deduct points from my enjoyment of an episode because of how it looks. In fact, sometimes I really like when it looks bad, because it's funny.
I don't understand why we didn't bring Lopmon, and for that matter, the Woodmon along, especially if Lopmon's going to be able to be psychic.
I think because the Woodmon would just are not very good fighters, and with the Budmon as well, I think they'd just be a risk, like, and they'd get in the way. So I think that's fine. I don't mind the psychic, like, Jedi mind tricks that Lopmon has.
I guess
it's fine.
It feels like a really shallow way to write out the fact that Lopmon is OP and should be coming along to wipe out an enemies. But
Lopmon's not OP. Lopmon's, like, stuck at rookie level.
Yeah, I don't think they can evolve to Trubimon.
No, but they do have glowing gold powers that do whatever the show demands.
Yeah, but so
they literally parted the green sea.
Yeah, that was cool, but I'm okay with Lopmon being. I'm just glad Lopmon's still relevant.
Lopmon is a Super Saiyan and is just, like, chilling, I guess.
If Lopmon's OP, then so is Hikari in Adventure.
Yes,
well, that's fair.
Yes, she is.
That makes sense.
I don't know. I still want this.
I'm looking at the screenshot with all the Woodmon behind Lopmon, and they're all, like, so happy to see her glowing, except one in the middle that's really grumpy.
That's true.
Oh yeah, I can see that. Like,
actually, many of the Budmon seem pretty upset about it.
Why is that? But, like, I'm really glad that they actually drew different faces on the Woodmon, because it makes them. And again, I'll put this in the show notes as well. But, like, I'm glad they drew different faces on, well, different ish faces on all the on the Woodmon. But the grumpy one just reminds me of that, I think it's like in the Zumbinis when you have to, like, cook pizza for these stone troll things, and he just looks like one of the stone trolls when you've given him, like, a pizza he doesn't like.
Oh, you're not wrong.
I don't know, I just appreciate how this has something I don't like. I love how they've got different faces on them because
make me a pizza. Was
it was in I think it was in this season when we had some characters go out of the lift and they were just the same character, like looped. Like, I'm just so glad we're not doing that. The Woodmon don't just have like background character face. They look like they're actual.
No. Like I said, I have to think that this represents a shift in budget at this point or something. A shift in staff members, perhaps.
Except for Sora's neck.
I mean, yeah, which like is probably broken. Some low points happened, but we are allowing characters to talk. We're having exposition. We're doing things. We're not just sort of vaguely going places for the first time in many episodes. The background has not been, say, the ocean.
Yeah, or just darkness and some rocks.
Uh-huh. And, isn't it convenient lights? That the bad guy can't talk anymore?
Oh, yeah. We didn't have any talking bad guys in this episode, but I kind of appreciate that we don't have any talking bad guys sometimes.
Yeah. My low light is that I have no idea what's happening with Hikari, and I feel like Tai Chi doesn't care still.
I'm worried about the next episode because it's going to be back to Hikari. I'm just worried that it's going to be not
good. I forgot to watch the next time on, so let me kind of do that now, but... Yeah, in general, no, really solid episode. I'm excited.
Yeah. Any other lowlights?
Just Koshiro being reduced to more B-plot exposition.
Oh, yeah. But at least, like, I like that he's not paying attention to the battle that's going. Like he's flying over a battle, but does not notice until he gets a little bit shot.
Look, he trusts Tentomon. Tentomon got it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't really have that many lowlights, really. I like this episode. So are we ready to move on to favorite character? Because mine's not Mimi. Mine is Patamon. also close tie with Takaru just for having a character, but I feel like Patamon deserved a little bit more, but it was almost Mimi just on the basis that like she has formed a fight club. That is great.
Mimi definitely gets a special mention, but I'm going to let Evie she's definitely do a special mention. First.
Evie, who are we picking? Is it Patamon?
Oh, well, I was going to pick Mimi because I know both of you really would want to pick Mimi.
Okay, but, yeah, feel free.
That's fair.
But no, I'll go with Patamon. Patamon's
okay. Okay. And Quinn?
The plot. It showed up. It took it so long.
No,
but
you
it's
can't
so
pick
great.
The plot. No.
You can't pick an abstract
you can only
concept.
Pick...
I am
it's
picking
a good
an
episode. You can't
concept
pick abstract.
For a very good reason, no. And that reason is that I am giving my first ever five. The plot.
That is fair,
up.
But I'm not letting you pick. I'm sorry, I'm not letting you pick the plot because Lotmon is the plot.
That's why I picked Lotmon. I'm picking Lotmon then.
Okay, fine.
Besides, I wanted to be Lotmon on the logos, but it was too similar, and that's a shame.
Yeah,
but it will always be Lotmon in my heart.
Yeah, Jay was Terry at the start, right. And then he saw that Lotmon was actually a bunny, and then picked Lotmon. I think I've gone through and changed. Like,
anyway,
that was like
either
very,
way,
was like
at one point I wanted to be either of them, and Jay managed to take both, and that this upsets me.
Yeah,
but nonetheless.
Yeah. So on to rating, Quinn. Sure. You've said you've given it a 5.
I have.
I've also given it a 5. No shocks there. I've given 5s before to like episode 6 and episode where am I? I think I picked it. Yeah, episode 12. We both got 5s, so this is like my third 5. So it's not a surprise from me. It's definitely a surprise from Quinn because Quinn has picked a 4.75, and that's the previous highest.
I insisted that Digimon could do better, and it actually did. This is so far my favorite episode.
Oh.
And Evie, where are we putting it?
Well, this episode easily gets a 4.5, but I remembered that I saved half a point from last episode because Patamon's in this, so this gets a 5 as well.
Hey, we did it! We finally got all 5s across the board. Woo! And that means we have an episode that is definitely easily at the top of the overall ranking. And in fact, after discussing this episode, I like this episode so much. I'm actually going to put it to the top of my ranking as well on the basis of just like, okay, I loved Lilymon Blossoms. That was a good episode, but this episode also had Mimi, so that's fine. It's now the top of my ranking. So overall, it's number one. I'm guessing it's number one for all of us.
The only other 5 I've given was episode 9, and this is better than that. So
Did you give a episode 9, you gave a 3 to episode, oh no, 4, oh, you did give a, no, oh, you, yeah, okay, yeah, you did give a 5. I was really confused, like, you gave a 5 before?
Yeah, that's, I've given okay. one of the 5, so this is yeah, my second that, one.
The Ogremon episode, so, Evie, is this better than the Ogremon episode?
Oh yeah, it's Patamon.
Yeah, good point, point taken. So, yeah, we've got a easily top-ranking episode in first place all across the board, episode 32. Well done, Digimon, you digi-did it. And now our ranking looks a little bit less sad. It definitely digi-done it, which is, it's just so nice to see, like, episodes do not terribly again. Like, I don't know, I feel like I want to do a speech about, like, yes, Digimon, you finally did it, but, like, you should have done this all along, Digimon. We knew you had it in you. Like, yeah, cool, great. 5 across the board. I'm very happy that we all agreed. I was, after watching this, I said this in the Discord server. I'm like, oh no, I really like this episode. I don't want Evie and Quinn just tell me how I'm wrong for, like, well, not tell me I'm wrong, but, like, making me feel like I'm wrong because I like this episode. I think this is, like, also the most we've, like, this is the first time we've all given the same rating, except for the first episode.
This is the first time we've all been wrong.
Yeah, what if this episode is just really bad and it's just like, if we're just wrong? I don't think we are, but imagine if we were. But yes, 5 is across the board, which means that because negativity sells views, we won't get any views this episode, so we're basically just talking to the void.
Just zero views.
Sorry about that, void.
Yeah, hey, watch void. Zero views. You want chill later? I got time.
Yeah, chilling in the void. It's how very Digimon of you.
Would be polite.
I thought you meant chilling in the void.
If you chill in the void, you become a horse.
Exactly. You chill in the void, and then the void chills in you.
And then you're a horse.
I'm going to just become miasma.
I'm going to become my ass, but...
I want to be the amazing horse, as prophesized in that very ancient Flash song that I referenced earlier. The amazing horse.
Let's move on to some Becky before work.
Yeah, a very quick Becky. I wanted to make myself burgers, but I don't think I have time, but that is fine because Digimon is important. So we'll read through the questions, which is less than last week, which is good because obviously we were positive, so we got less views. So first of all, we have TGS, and this is all on YouTube, who says that they like the Frontier kind of thing where we find out the Reborn Angel Digimon like Meikumon. So they're all like, I guess they're all related to those Digimon, which is kind of cool. I think we get that because we got Regulmon as a silhouette in this episode, and that's Meikumon's good evolution. Next, we have a question from Ritster, who says, if we were forced to spend a week with Takeru, who would you rather hang out with, Original Adventure or 2020 Adventure? This is a really good question. I would pick 2020 because I feel like Original Takeru took, like, hey, this is the crybaby of the group, but turned it up to, like,
way
a million.
Too much, yeah.
So I feel like this Takeru seems to be more, like, reasonable, but also, I don't know, kind of, like, it's more reasonable to be a crybaby kid as well, but I think I would just have to say 2020 Takeru. Any objection? Anyone else disagree? Anyone say want to hang out with the original?
Original Takeru had some really good moments, but... Yeah, I'm sorry. Evie,
I'd probably go with Original Adventure, just because I don't want to be called Oni-chan.
That's fair. You'd be Oni-chan.
Oni-chan.
But I don't know. I think both, like, either options are fine. It depends on how well you can tolerate kids crying. I don't really have much experience or any experience really dealing with crying children. Like, I can't even handle my crying dog. He starts crying. I'm like, what's wrong, puppy? Puppy, you're breaking my heart. Like, I don't have any experience dealing with crying children, so I don't know how I'd be able to cope with a real one. So I guess 2020, Takeru, I would babysit him. And I guess I would take him swimming if he wanted to, like, be strong, but, like, Yamato might not be with him. So I don't know. I like swimming, though. I miss swimming. Swimming's really good. Swimming is good. Thumbs up to swimming. Next we have Snide, who says, since they said Digimon were getting stronger, I think naturally they will get more time in their mega forms, which, Yep, thumbs up. I think that would be good to happen if we actually show that Digimon do get stronger over time. I feel like Digimon has touched on it before, but I like it when they do. And Snide said they did like the episode. They're a bit sad that they're not seemed as confident in their plot as they should be, or even their audience. So they couldn't stop themselves from including the random fight in the last episode with Lotmon. But they're glad that we had some plot at least, and more of that please. So hopefully you'll also find this episode enjoyable, because there was some plot, but also it was some characters, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Next we have Barbara says they got into Digimon when they were 4, and they showed it at their daycare. So they think Adventure 2020 is fine so far with it being different from Adventure, and they're willing to stick around to the end to give it their final thoughts. And that made me feel so old, because I was older than 4 when I watched Adventure, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, much older. But it's just wild to me that people who are, like, older, like, younger than Digimon, or around the same age as Digimon, just, like, wild.
I'm pretty much the same age as Digimon. I might be, like, I'd be in, like, 2, maybe?
Let's see, it was 1999. It... Yeah. Oh, no, I guess that was the original anime.
Yeah, the original anime came out in 1999 in Japan. I'm pretty sure I was 8 when I first saw it, but I think I had the virtual pet when I was like 7. Oh no, maybe I was 9 when I saw it. No, I remember being TK's age. I think I was 8. And then I think I was 7 or 6 when I had my first virtual pet, but I'm not 100%. But anyway, next we have Kill It With Fire, who says, with regards to Digimon fans being sour, I think it's important that 2020 is taking a different approach to Digimon than previous series, and them in particular, they fell in love with Digimon as a kid, but only really became part of the fandom when they were older, and a big part of that is that they're a sucker for character drama, and they enjoy Try, and that's what they fell in love with in the character drama in Try.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, that's why they're not as warm to 2020, because it doesn't embrace the aspect of the series. It's not really any characters.
Mm.
They do like how the episodes last episode did have some heavy plot progression, since the series has been somewhat aimless since Devimon, and it really doesn't have much to offer in terms of characters. They don't want necessarily everyone to just sit around and talk to each other for like 3 episodes straight, but it would be nice to see characters like fail due to their own flaws and have their own interactions. And I agree. I feel like I would like to have character moments that sort of seeped in with plot. I don't want them to just sit around and just talk, because that could just be them talking for an episode. I don't think that'd be particularly interesting. I want it to be like ingrained in whatever the plot's, what's happening in the plot. So yeah, I get what they're saying.
Hmm.
And Alpha Muragi says that they have had time to do all the villains and some more. All the Chosen are going up to Mega, and Taichi dealt with the final boss of a fighting game in one episode, that being Gokumon. In reference to what we were saying about the flight, that the fighting is pretty good this season, and it's an important factor. They would prefer to watch a poorly animated fight than that is well choreographed than incredibly fluid animation but bad choreography, and I agree there. I feel like suddenly all we have more comments. I feel like we only had like 3, but I guess the comment count didn't update. Next we have KG James, who says they did enjoy the last episode, but they didn't expect to see War Greymon again so soon. And they think that's part of the problem, that there's basically no time in between fights, and they know Agumon had to eat when he devolved, but it still felt like they should have had more time to recharge. They are glad that the plot is moving forward, so I guess having to evolve is a minor complaint. And then they say that they're glad that they quickly established that Hikari is an 8th child without that being a mystery, which wasn't the original, and I'm fine with that. Then we have Sliss Games saying that the first time that they've noticed the size in Greymon was the series was Greymon on Komodomon. Looks pretty small compared to Taichi, and took a bit out of the moment. I agree that the Greymon did look small all of a sudden. Like, he's been really big, except when he's on the Komodomon, looking like maybe 3 times tall as Taichi, which is fairly small. Like, it's like Charizard, how Charizard is only 6 feet tall. Like, that's like the average height of a grown male in Australia. Like, that's not tall at all. Like it's small. But anyway.
It's
I agree with this game there. Yeah. And then they say that they sort of hand wave any sizes away. The Digimon size in their evolved form depends on how much energy they have, maybe, or something, and that could make up for inconsistencies. And then they say, speaking of things that they hope they'll get in Digimon series, probably won't, it'd be nice if someone explained that when Digimon evolve, they 100% heal. This could lead to more fights, like the one in the episode where they exploit this trick and evolve to all their forms. And I'm pretty sure that was something in
it was one of the
I think
manga.
It was V-Tamer. It was V-Tamer, and every time the bad guy was like, okay, every time I Jogress, my Digimon basically heals. So the main character actually had to attack mid evolution to sort of slice them while they were like merging, because they were healing each time. So it has been something that has been addressed in Digimon, just not in the anime, but. And that was exploited. So I feel like the manga do have a lot of bits that the anime doesn't explore, but really should. And the bad guy exploits that. And you have to find a way of like, okay, every bit of damage that I do is healed every time they Jogress. And when they de-Jogress, it was, I think it was the guy with Omegamon in V-Tamer. Like, I don't know. It was cool though. Ray of Truth said that they really liked how Reapermon came back, and that's the English dub name for Gokumon, which kind of was like, you went more spooky, that's surprising for the English translation. So it gave them huge nostalgia because of Rumble Arena 1, even though he did seem to feel a little bit easy in that episode, and that's fair. Then we have Gonzalo, who is defending. We have one defender of the episode that we don't like. And is trying to defend it. We didn't get anyone else coming back who was unhappy with our review of episode 30. They say that the visuals were really great. They were excited by it, and how the Digimon were placed around with some choreography in the battle, and all the Digimon are just spectacular. And they're showing that like there's some suffering because of the Digimon, and there's Vegemon being like a commander, and just really like that, those aspects, and that's fine. I think that's what I liked from the episode. Like, I felt like it was a pretty okay fighting episode, but I'd really like to hear more positives from that episode, because otherwise it was just like an okay episode for me. But yeah, again, if you like an episode and we don't, like, power to you, let us know why. And if it's in the same way, if you thought that episode 32 was a terrible, terrible, terrible episode, let us know.
Yeah.
Because we would be interested to hear your take. Like, we didn't have any lowlights, so maybe you can give us some lowlights. So it is fine. We had a couple. We didn't have, like, it wasn't just like lowlight after lowlights. We didn't spend 10 minutes
kvetching about it.
Yeah, like, you can definitely go more into lowlights forever. Like, some episodes we're just like, what are our highlights? Digimon Mimi spoke a word, like that's the highlight for some episode. This episode was just like, Mimi is there, and that was great, but we also have all these other lowlights too, the highlights too, and my lowlights were like really stretching. Then we have Gleaming Gamor with some comments about this episode. So they just watched it, and the twist was spoiled for them. Like, I think it was spoiled for a lot of people as well, but that's not too bad. But they still look forward to the twist very much of Pegasusmon being there. Animation had moments of greatness, but there are a few terrible points too. Tachi right before Greymon evolves to Metal Greymon, etc. All over, they feel like it balances out, but they definitely watch shows that look worse, like Danganronpa 3. I watched Danganronpa 3. I don't remember any animation issues there, but I feel like I was watching it on a small screen, so I just probably didn't get a chance to. Then they say that episode 32 struck a good balance between action and actually having characters when they were talking about things that weren't the ISS. ISS was there unobtrusive. Instead, they spent a lot of time in Takeru comforting Patamon, and Patamon suffering from the memory loss, and they at least showed that the miasma was doing something to Patamon. Even Yamato and Takeru have conversations like real brothers, and a real stressful situation, and we have some bonds between characters, which is nice. Then they say maybe they're obsessed with the concept of hope as a term of affection, because Komeda is their favorite. Back on Danganronpa, which I feel like I still need to play the third game or fourth game. It's called third. Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't deal with the first game being really bad with the apparently not trans girl.
Gleaming Gamor says that even the villain of the episode was at least interesting. They like when the fights seem to matter, and then they continue on to say that they'll stop blatantly ignoring all non-Takeru adjacent characters to mention that Mimi was fighting recreationally, my favorite, and Joey's just dead, and they're kind of happy that Sora is really good at cutting into fights, and she just keeps on showing up at this 11th hour Green Ranger-ish character, and I'm just like, yes, I also appreciate that she sort of just shows up and is very powerful.
Yeah, I wish that she was showing up more, because she's way better.
Yes, but I'm happy that she's starting to do this and not exist. All right, so thank you for listening, and you can join us next time for us discussing episode 33, The Hikari of Dawn, which there's definitely something that's lost in translation mon here. The Light of Dawn, The Hikari of Dawn. It's a cute little pun that they did, just a small one. Like, oh, that's cute. Do we have any predictions other than I really just really, really hope that have Tailmon being Skull Knightmon?
Yeah.
Or at least, like, hinting at it.
You were going to get some kind of hint on that, but I honestly kind of expect to reveal either Tailmon or, you know, you are going to be partner to Millenniummon or something because you get to be Ryo now.
I still think it's going to be Tailmon, but either way. So let's just have a quick poll, and I guess I'll put one up if I remember on Twitter as well for listeners to answer. But do you think that Tailmon is going to be A, Skull Knightmon / Dark Knightmon, B, Dark Maeldramon, or C, oh, I guess C, Millenniummon, or D, Tailmon is just Tailmon? Like, Tailmon sort of shows up, is a separate entity from anybody else? Is Tailmon is still just Tailmon?
I gotta go or, Dark Maeldramon.
Or, I guess, E other. I'm gonna go Skull. I want Dark Maeldramon because I feel like that'd be cool, but I think it's going to be Skull Knightmon.
I think if we're acknowledging the idea of armor evolutions, it makes it more likely. But I'm sorry, Evie, I interrupted you.
Yeah, I'm seeing, like, probably Dark Knightmon would be my guess.
Yeah, I'm saying Dark Knightmon.
Mainly because
well.
Of the, like, holy Digimon reaction thing from last episode.
Yeah. Maybe. Like, if I would have. It, like, as of episode 30, I would have said Tailmon being the own its own entity. Not that I want that, but I would have expected that because I had such low expectations for the show doing anything that could be possibly good. But now we've had, like, Skull Knightmon react to, or somebody react to Lotmon's Awakening, whether that be Moon Millenniummon or just Hikari in general, and Skull Knightmon saw Hikari's reaction. I'm not sure, but, and with this episode also having, like, some, a branching path, and also reference to, like, semi-foreshadowing of, like, Digimon can become evil if they're, like, taken into darkness, and it would make Dark Knightmon wanting Angelmon to be evil make a little bit more sense, I guess. Well, it already kind of made sense. You know, evil guys want the good characters to be evil. That makes sense. But a little bit more depth to that. So I'm going to say Dark Knightmon, but only because I have a little bit more hope now.
Fair enough.
Do we have any predictions? I'm so worried about the next episode that it's going to be just because I don't have confidence in the character, in the writers writing Hikari well.
Yeah, pretty much.
I want to be wrong.
I want this the next Suddenly, episode to be good. Takeru has, you know, a character again. So maybe?
Yeah. Also, I would like the show to say maybe that Hikari has been possessed with homeostasis her entire life, but I don't expect that. Like, that seems like, I don't know, it's something that I don't think will happen, but I want that to happen. I feel like that would explain why she's just really weird. Like,
sure,
but also
would.
Or because I don't think the show's going to say that she has autism.
No.
But if she does, I don't want them to have cure the autism by taking the Jesus out of her. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
What
then we have to go on a quest
the
to put the Jesus
by
back.
Putting Jesus into her?
I don't know, like, or homeostasis is God. I don't know. Just magic. But anyway, any other predictions? Because I think my dog wants to go outside and I want to have breakfast because I start work in 9 minutes.
I don't think so. I'm hopeful.
No.
For the first time in a while.
Okay, well, let's bring that hope into me reading the outro without flubbing. Mm. And if you hear scratching at the door, it's just my dog wanting to go outside. But I will let him outside as soon as I finish recording, so do not worry about the little Langley, who looks a little bit like Komodomon, but is too small for me to, like, go inside and ride on him.
Stop talking.
That went a bit weird. Poor dog.
Sure did.
Anyway.
Sure did.
So the link dumps link description. I'll link, hopefully, all the screenshots, assuming I remember. Redbubble's link in the description. Get more than just shirts there. Contact us and stay updated. Email us at listentranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode on our website or on YouTube, which is the easiest way because I see those and I will read them on the show most likely because it's what I check before the show. So you can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and we're also on Reddit in the Digimon subreddit. And if you were to review us on any podcast listening service that you use, we'll read out your review. So if you haven't done that already, please do. We also have a Patreon, which is linked in the description, and you can join from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to a Alyssa Discord server when you can just see us ramble in real time. And there are higher levels for more rewards, such as notes, raw episodes, and more. And thank you to our current supporters on Patreon, Joe, Stephen Reeves, who is Wild with 64, an archive of our own, Kadawashi, Chisai, who can follow on Twitter at Chisai236, Kyle, Lizman, Alekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Manomaimon, Sam, Anthony, Keith from Gone Will Hunting, a Hunter Hunter Rewatch podcast, SilverheadFreak25, Magnus, Lucas, Blindman, Japhus, and Patrick! And you can also, if you don't want to support us on Patreon, you can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which you can find in the description. It's paypal.me/Edgemon, or I have a Ko-fi account, which is ko-fi.com/Edra, and I stumbled a few times over words, but not enough that I did the blah, blah, blah.
No,
so
okay.
I'm going to take that as a win. And my dog is frantically scratching at the door, so we should finish off, but thank you to Quinn and Stevie for joining me. Anything you want to plug and say before I let my dog outside?
Make a hamburger out of farts.
Yeah. You can listen to us on the Moncast, and yeah, you can call me Evie now. Stevie is also good, whichever works.
Evie is good, though.
I'm trying Evie out, and I'm liking it.
Evie's adorable. Evie is a good,
super adorable name.
Evie, the person, she's adorable, and Evie, the name, is also adorable. So, adorable.
Yeah.
So, yes, of course, thank you for my wonderful guests for joining me, and thank you to my wonderful listeners, well, our wonderful listeners, rather, for listening to us ramble. And I will have to go to work, so I will see you all next time. Bye!
Bye!